إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، we begin إن شاء الله with this يعني advice to myself first and foremost, and to our brothers and sisters who have attended today, and that is from reading from one of the works of Sheikh Saleh bin Fawzan al-Fawzan. And this is from his book Majalis Shahr Ramadan al-Mubarak, the sittings with regards the blessed month of Ramadan. And in the muqaddimah, in the introduction of this book, he says something which is, inshallah, of benefit, which we can share. He says, أَمَّا بَعْدْ فَهَذِي كَلِمَاتٌ كُنْتُ أَلْقَيْتُهَا فِي الْمَسْجِدِ. He said, these are some of the speeches that I myself have mentioned in the masjid, خِلَالِ شَهْرَ رَمَضَان, during the month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. فَرَأَ أَحَدُ الْإِخْوَانِ. So one of the brothers saw it, may Allah enlighten him, وَفَقَهُ اللَّهُ. تَفْرِيغَهَا. He saw that he would put it and transcribe it from the tapes and to also publish it. فَأَذَنْتُ لَهُ بِذَلِكَ. So I gave him the permission to do that. لِيَعُمْ نَفْعُهَا. Such that the benefit can become general, to reach out to the general people. Inshallah. Alhamdulillah, we are in Manchester here today and the benefit has reached here. So even though the Sheikh himself is in Riyadh, the benefit has reached Manchester, and it's probably reached other places. وَإِنْ كَانَتْ جُهْدًا مُقِلْ. That even though this juhd, this effort that he is, he's saying, even though this effort in itself is an effort which is little. And this is Sheikh Saleh bin Fawzan, and many of the ulama are like this. They are humble. They have tawadu', they have humility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, even though the effort that I have put in doing this is something which is muqil, something which is of little effort. Subhanallah. The alim, he sees his deeds as something few, as little. And the jahil, the ignorant person, he sees his actions as much. I have done this and I have done that and I have done this. You know, whereas the alim, he sees his deeds as having done very little. And because he fears Allah the most. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاء. That those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most, the ulama. And he said, bin ibadihi. So from his slaves, those who fear Allah the most amongst his slaves are the ulama, Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ درجات. Allah raises the believers amongst them, amongst the believers, and those who have knowledge, the possessors of knowledge, He raises them many, many levels. Because of their humility, their tawadu', because of their sincerity and their adherence to Tawheed and Sunnah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the characteristics of the alim when he said, شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولو العلم. Allah testifies to His oneness, the angels testify to His oneness, and the possessors of knowledge, they testify to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawheed. They establish Tawheed in themselves and they establish it upon their families and those around them. They are not just salih, but they are muslih. And muslih is better than salih. Salih is just for himself. He's righteous for himself. But muslih is for himself and others. And Aisha radiallahu anha, she asked the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shall we be destroyed and amongst us they are righteous? He said, yes. And everyone will be raised upon his intention, his niyyah. Whereas Lot alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the punishment was coming upon the people before it came, Allah told him to leave. So when the punishment comes, if you are muslih, you will not be destroyed. You will not be affected. But if the punishment comes and you are only salih, you will also go with that. And everyone will be raised with their intention. So it's upon each and every one of us to be muslih. To be muslih. To be a rectifier of ourselves and others. Not to suffice ourselves and say, Alhamdulillah, I'm on the deen, I'm Salafi, and khalas, that is enough for us. La, we have to be muslih. People are crying out for tawheed. People are, unfortunately, have fallen into shirk and bid'ah and khurafa, many superstitions and innovations and shirk. So we have to strive our utmost to spread this tawheed to the far corners of the world, spread tawheed and sunnah to the people. Strive with ourselves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will aid you in that. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا. Those who strive in our cause, we will guide them to good deeds, good ways. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He guides the people. Because they themselves strove. They themselves were not lazy. They themselves were a people of, who put effort in their da'wah. وَإِنْ كَانَتْ جُهْدًا مُقِلْ Even though he said this effort that I put forward is little, لَكِنْ مَنْ لَا يَجُودُ بِالْقَلِيلِ Whoever doesn't strive in doing that which is little, لَا يَجُودُ بِالْكَثِيرِ He will not strive in that which is much. So strive in that which is little, even if it is little. أَحَبُّ أَعْمَالَ اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلْ Even if it is little, the most beloved, beloved action towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is continuous, even if it is little. And this is also shows you that this that the call of all of the Anbiya, which is Tawheed and Sunnah, it is not something which they came in order to bring many deeds. They came to bring you what is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that which is correct. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Mulk, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ The one who has created death and life, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا He did not say أَكْثَرُ عَمَلًا. Allah created death and life to test you, those who do correct deeds. He didn't say many deeds. And Fudayl ibn Iyad said, أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا مَا كَانَ أَخْلَصُهُ وَأَصْوَبُهُ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا Correct deeds are those which are sincere, أَخْلَصُهُ لِلَّهِ Sincere to Allah. وَأَصْوَبُهُ اتِّبَاعًا لِسُنَّةِ رَسُولِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ And that which is in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So those who don't strive in the little, you won't find them striving in that which is much. And then you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit the people with it. So Shaykh Salih ibn Fawzan says, the first majlis, the first sitting before Ramadan that one should remind each other with is fi farahi bi qudumi shahri Ramadan, is to be happy with Ramadan coming upon us. You should be pleased that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept us alive to reach Ramadan. This is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all of creation. Wassalatu wassalamu ala abdihi wa rasuli. And the salah of Allah upon his slave. What does salah upon Allah, salah of Allah upon his slave mean? Abu al-Aliya, one of the Salaf al-Salih, the pious predecessors, he said, Salatullah ala rasul dhikruhu fil mala'il a'la. The salah of Allah upon the messenger, it means to make mention of him in the highest of places. So when we say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, when we say that, we are actually saying, Oh Allah, make mention of Muhammad in the highest of places. Wasallam means that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect him and give him security. Because the Anbiya on Yawm al-Qiyamah, when the people will go over the Sirat, which is sharper than a sword and finer than a hair, the Anbiya will say, Allahumma sallim, sallim. So what does that mean? Oh Allah, protect, protect. So wassalatu wassalamu ala abdihi, the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a slave, a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا If you are in doubt as to what we have revealed to our slave, فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِنْ مِثْلِهِ وَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَن تَفْعَلُوا فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ If you are in doubt as to what we have revealed to our slave, then produce a surah like it. And if you cannot, and you shall not, then prepare for the fire whose fuel is men and stone. So this is the slave of Allah. Allah mentioned the Messenger ﷺ as being a abid, a slave, a servant. And this is what we all should be. Servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not servants to the dunya, not servants to money, not servants to this the desires, the hawa, as some people, they follow their own desires. But rather be a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Isra, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَ بِعَبْدِهِ لَيْلًا مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ الْأَقْصَى الَّذِي بَرَقْنَا حَوْلَهِ And he called him a slave again. سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي And when he rose him up to the seven heavens, he rose him up in the night journey, he called him a slave. And likewise in Surah Al-Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم a slave. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَنزَلَ عَلَى عَبْدِهِ الْكِتَابَ وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ عِوَجًا قَيِّمًا So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned him as a slave. All praise is due to Allah who has revealed this book to his slave. And this book is not crooked. Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah said, look how perfect the Quran is. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala negated and refuted any crookedness for this Quran. It's not crooked. And then he affirmed perfection. Qayyiman, it is upright. This Quran is upright. And this is what was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna hadha al-Quran yahdi lillati aqwam. The month of Ramadan is the month where the Quran was revealed. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. So this is the month of Ramadan, the month of the Quran, the month where we reflect and we ponder and we read the Quran and act in its accordance, in accordance to the Quran, because it is the Quran which calls to that which is upright. يهدي للتي هي أقوم. And also this Quran, لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه تنزيل من حكيم حميد. No futility comes in front of it, nor from behind it. No contradiction, no deficiency. This is perfect. The word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kalamullah. When istajaraka ahadun min al-mushrikeen, fa'ajirhu hatta yasma'a kalamullah. This is the speech of Allah. Wa kallama Allah Musa taklima. The speech of Allah. So this is the month of Quran, the month that the Quran was revealed on Laylat al-Qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi Laylat al-Qadr. So this is the time where we should try to reflect and ponder and act in accordance with this blessed book, the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the Messenger as being his slave. Wa rasulihi, and his messenger. Nabiyyina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala alihi wa ashabihi. And upon his family and his companions. Wa sallam tasliman kathira. Nahmadullah, he says. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And manna alayna bi bulughi hadha al-shar. We thank Allah that he made us reach this month. Nas'aluhu subhanahu wa ta'ala an yu'inana. We ask him that he aids us, wa iyyakum, and you, fihi, in it, ala salih al a'mal, to bring about the rectification, good actions, good deeds, wa an yutimmahu alayna, and that he completes it for us, wa alaykum, and you, bi khair, with goodness, wa amin al salih, and righteous actions, fal muslimu ala khairin da'iman, for the Muslim is always upon good. And this is from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ajaban li amri al mu'min, the case of the believer is amazing. Inna amrahu kullahu khair. His affair is all good. In asabuhu sarra shakar fa kana khairan lah. If any ease befalls him, then he is thankful, and that is good for him. Wa in asarrahu darra sabar fa kana khairan lah. And if any difficulty afflicts him, and if harm afflicts him, then he is patient, and that is good for him. The case of the believer, wallah, is amazing. Always he says alhamdulillah. In all affairs he is happy. He is content because he's a person of Tawheed. He's a person of Sunnah. Not a person of Bid'ah. Not a person of Shirk. He relies upon Allah. وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. And he leaves his affair with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Shaykh Salih bin Fawzan, حَفِظَهُ اللَّهِ, from the scholars of today, وَلَا سِيَّمَا إِذَا مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. He says, and especially if Allah blesses him. بِإِدْرَاكِ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. We've reached the month of Ramadan وَغَيْرِهِ. And other than it, from min al-mawasim, from those good times. Mawasim al-ibada, those mawasim, those times of worship, like Hajj, for example, other than it. وَفَّقَهُ لِاغْتِنَامِهَا. And he enlightened him to benefit from that month, وَاسْتِكْمَالِهَا. And to perfect it, فِيمَا شُرِعَتْ. In that which it has legislated, that which Allah and His Rasul have mentioned what to do and what not to do in these times. مِنْ أَجْلِهِ. For the sake of Allah, not for the sake of the people. He's upon ikhlas, he's upon sincerity. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. And they have not been ordered and commanded except that they worship Allah sincerely in His religion. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا لِلَّهِ الدِّينُ الْخَالِصِ. Indeed, to Allah belongs the sincere religion, sincere deen. بِخِلَافِ أَهْلِ الْحِرْمَانِ. As opposed to the people who have been forbidden from much good. أَهْلِ الْحِرْمَانِ الَّذِينَ تَكُونُ حَيَاتُهُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ وَبَالًا. That their life, you find, is not for them, but their life is against them because of the evil that they have brought. تَمُرُّ عَلَيْهِمْ أَيَامُ الْخَيْرِ. Many good days pass by them, like the month of Ramadan, like Laylatul Qadr. Many good days pass by them. وَشُهُورِ الْخَيْرِ. Many good months pass by them. وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ. And they are heedless, turning away from doing good. فَالْإِنسَانُ إِمَّا أَن يَسْتَعْمِلَ أَوْقَاتَهُ بِالْخَيْرِ. So the person, either he uses his time with good, فَتَعُودُ عَلَيْهِ بِالنَّفْعِ, and it returns to him with benefit. وَإِمَّا أَنْ يَسْتَعْمِلَ أَوْقَاتَهُ بِالشَّرِّ. Or he uses his time to do those things which are evil. فَتَعُودُ عَلَيْهِ بِالضَّرَرِ and it returns upon him with harm. كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم كل الناس يغدو فبائع نفسه فمعتقها وموبقها. So you have two types of people. Everybody is striving in some form or another. You find them striving in some form or another. Either good, one who sells his soul for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by practicing and worshipping Allah, and he frees his soul, subhanAllah, from mu'tiqah, he frees his soul to the vastness of the hereafter, seeking the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or you find that person is a person who imprisons himself in the narrowness of this world, following his desires. فَالْإِنسَانُ هُوَ الَّذِي يُرَبِّ نَفْسَهُ وَيَقُومُ عَلَيْهِ. So the person, he's the one who cultivates and educates himself. فَإِنْ رَعَاهَا بِالْخَيْرِ. And if he cultivates his soul with good, وَزَكَّاهَا بِالطَّاعَةِ. And also purifies his soul with obedience. وَأَخَذَ بِزِمَامِهَا إِلَى مَا يَنْفَعُهَا. And takes its lead by doing those things that benefit it. فَإِنَّهُ يَكُونُ قَدْ أَحْسَنَ الرِّعَايَةِ. Then he will be those person, he will be that person who has أَحْسَنَ الرِّعَايَةِ, cultivated his soul properly. رِعَايَةَ نَفْسِهِ أَوَّلًا, cultivated himself first and foremost. ثُمَّ رِعَايَةَ لِغَيْرِهِ, then cultivating other than himself. لَكِنْ إِذَا ضَيَّعَ نَفْسَهُ, if he spoils himself and he loses his soul, ضَيَّعَ نَفْسَهُ, فَلَنْ يَرْعَى غَيْرَهُ, then he will not be able to help other than himself. Because he's lost himself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hashr, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Oh, you who believe, fear Allah and let every soul prepare for the next day. So fear Allah, for indeed Allah knows what you are doing. Allah is aware what you are doing. So in this verse he mentioned taqullah twice. Fear Allah, and again he said fear Allah. وَلَا تَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. And don't be of those people who forget Allah, for Allah made them forget their own souls. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. And they are the sinful ones. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on that day, يَوْمَ نَنْسَاهُمْ كَمَا نَسُوا لِقَاءَ يَوْمِهِمْ هَذَا. On that day we'll forget them just like they forgot the meeting of this day. And Allah will forget them, meaning He will leave them. He will not answer them in their call. When they call and they end up in the hellfire and they say, يَا مَالِكِ لِيَقْضِيَ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكُ. Oh Malik, let your Lord destroy us. They can't even say our Lord. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah says, look at the beauty of the eloquence of the Qur'an, the balaghat al-Qur'an. The eloquence of the Qur'an showing you clearly what Allah, the Qur'an in itself is a miracle. He says, in this verse they can't even say, oh Allah. In this dunya, you can call upon Allah. And this is what we should call upon. Tawheed. Be upon Tawheed. In the Akhirah, they are so humiliated. They say, oh Malik, call upon your Lord to destroy us. Because on Yawm al-Qiyamah, when the people end up entering the hellfire, they will be, for the people of disbelief, the people of kufr, and the people of nifaq, of hypocrisy, of i'tiqad, nifaq of unbelief, for them, they will not be able to leave the hellfire. And there will be, and Malik will say to them, إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. You will be there and dwell there forever. You will be there. This is your abode. This is your dwelling place. This is your place where you will live. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal, and He will say, oh people of hellfire. Oh, it will be said on Yawm al-Qiyamah, oh people of hellfire. And they will come out as if, they will be attentive as if they will come out, because they want to come out. Even water for them, they would like that. Even a drop of water. Even the punishment will be reduced for one day, they would want that. And all people of paradise, and they would say, well, they would think, what can Allah give us in increase? We are in bliss, we are in happiness. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give us? And you say, do you recognize what this is? And death will be brought in the form of a ram, and it will be slaughtered. Death will be slaughtered. That which we each and every one of us will taste in this life, that will be slaughtered. You say, oh people of hellfire, no death for you. You will be there forever. You will be there forever. And you will not die. You will be there forever. And oh people of paradise, no death for you. You will be there forever. So what is this dunya? وَمَا حَيَاتُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُ وللدار الآخرة خير للذين يتقون. What is this world but pain and amusement? And the abode of the hereafter is better for the pious. أفلا تعقلون. Don't you reflect? So Sheikh Saleh bin Fawzan, حفظه الله, he says, فإنه يكون قد أحسن الرعاية. رعاية نفسه أولا ثم رعاية لغيره. لكن إذا ضيع نفسه فلن يرعى غيره. فإذا ترك نفسه وما شاءت من المعاصي والكسل. If a person leaves his soul and he leaves it upon to do what it likes, sins, disobedience, laziness, he leaves it like that. Then, فَيَكُونُ قَدْ ضَيَّعَ نَفْسَهُ. He's a person who has lost his soul. Like, for example, we are all encouraged to learn. We are all encouraged to learn Quran. How are we with Quran? With tajweed of Quran? With reciting the Quran? We are all encouraged to learn this. This is our deen. Alhamdulillah, we should be proud of being a Muslim. We are all encouraged to learn the sunnah, learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sit with the ulama. If you're not able to sit with them, then take it from the tapes or take it from the telelinks or whatever that you have and from their books. How are we regarding this? Are we doing it for ourselves or are we spreading that khair in our communities? This masjid itself should be a beacon of light. A beacon of light for the da'wah of the ulama to be spread, because the ulama, they are warathatul anbiya. إن الأنبياء لم يورثوا دينارا ولا درهما ولكن ورثوا العلم فمن أخذها أخذ بحظ وافر. They don't leave behind dinars or dirhams. They leave behind knowledge. So whoever gains it gains a great treasure. So where is this is something which we must strive our utmost. So this is a beacon of light for inshallah the rest of Manchester. The da'wah to Salafiyya, it spreads and it goes to the far corners of your community. Shouldn't be a place which is dull and lights are off and everything is off and nobody is here to open the door and whatever. And I'm not saying this because it happens, I'm just saying this because unfortunately in the rest of the country we find there that zeal and that effort needs to be upgraded. That effort from each and every one of us needs to be upgraded to strive and our utmost in order to bring about much benefit. And none of us here can say we are perfect. We are all deficient. Every single one of us is deficient. We are all weak. We are all in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None of us can say we have reached the manzila of khalas, yani, like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of us are muhtaj. All of us are in need. So that, therefore, if we are in need, then we encourage each other from a brother to another brother, from a brother to a sister, we encourage each other to be better worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because today is amal and tomorrow is hisab. Today is action and tomorrow is accountability. Sheikh Saleh bin Fawzan, he says, وَإِذَا ضَيَّعَ الْإِنسَانُ نَفْسَهُ. If a person loses himself and he wastes his time, فَمَاذَا يَحْفَظُ بَعْدَ نَفْسِهِ. So what can he guard after himself? What can he guard? نَفْسُهُ أَعَزُّ شَيْءٍ عِنْدَهُ. Subhanallah. نَفْسُهُ أَعَزُّ شَيْءٍ عِنْدَهُ. His soul is the most precious thing towards him, isn't it? What is more precious to you? It's yourself, أَلَيْسَ كَذَلِكَ. يعني from the dunya. No car can buy your soul. No wealth, no money, no house, no villa can buy your soul. Your soul is the most precious thing. Even the kuffar, they never want to die. Some of them want to be in frozen incubators so they can live forever. So when they die, they think they're going to come back again. So everybody sees himself as something which is valuable. وَلِهَذَا يَقُولُ سُبْحَانَهُ. And this is why Allah subhanahu swore by the nafs. وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. He swore by the nafs, and Allah doesn't swear by anything except to show its greatness. And said to show its value. وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. And the one who fashioned it, the one who made it. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. And either that soul, it follows that which is good, and that which is evil. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. And so the one who has purified it, he is the one who's successful. زَكَّاهَا. He purified it. Subhanallah. يَعْنِي طَهَّرَهَا مِنَ الْمَعَاصِي. He purified it from sins and disobedience. مِنَ الذُّنُوبِ. وَكَمَّلَهَا بِالطَّاعَاتِ. And he perfected it with obedience, والحسنات, and good deeds. هَذَا هُوَ الَّذِي زَكَّ نَفْسَهُ. This is the one who perfected and purified his soul. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. And he is lost, the one who has impurified his soul, the one who has made his soul dirty with sins. يعني دَنَّسَهَا بِالذُّنُوبِ وَالْمَعَاصِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ. وَأَهْمَلَهَا وَتَرَكَهَا. He left it without cause. He left it without reason. He left it without any good deeds. وَتَرَكَهَا وَمَا تُرِيدُ. And he left it upon following its desires. وَلِهَذَا يَقُولُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَوْمَ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ مَا سَعَى. وَبُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمَ لِمَنْ يَرَى. On that day, that person will see what he has put forward on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And hellfire will become apparent for the people to see. Yawm al-Qiyamah, hellfire will be brought forward by 70,000 rains. 70,000 rains, and each rain will have 70,000 angels. 70,000 angels for each rain. Rain, yani rope. Carrying it, and the people will see it. And وَبُرِّزَتْ الْجَحِيمِ means that hellfire will become apparent. Hellfire, the Prophet ﷺ, one day he was walking and he heard a sound. He said to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, what is that? You know what that sound is? They said, Allahu wa Rasuluhu A'lam. He said, that is a stone that was dropped at the top of the hellfire. It took 70 years to reach the bottom. So hellfire is great indeed, and it is real, and it is true. And everybody will see it. They will see it with their eyes. وَبُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمِ يعني أظهرت. It will become apparent. لمن يرى يراها بعينه. He will see it with his eyes. نحن في هذه الدنيا. We in this world ما رأينا النار. We have not seen the hellfire. And the fire of this world is 1/70th of the fire of the hereafter. نسأل الله السلامة. ما رأينا الجحيم. We didn't see this hellfire, this blazing pit of fire. التي ذكرها الله. Which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions. إنما هي من عالم الغيب. It is from the knowledge of the unseen. نؤمن بها. We believe in it. ونعمل الأعمال التي تجنبنا إياها. And we do those actions which will keep us away from it. ونحن لم نراها. Even though we didn't see it. لكن في الآخرة. In the hereafter, يراها الإنسان عيانا. The person will see it with his own eyes. أمام وجهه. In front of his face. وبرزت الجحيم. بعد أن كانت من علم الغيب. When it was from the knowledge of the unseen. وَكَانَتْ خَفِيَّةً And it was hidden from the person's eyes. وَبُرِّزَتْ It become apparent. وَظَهَرَتْ أَمَامَ النَّاسِ فَأَمَّا مَنْ طَغَى And as for the one who transgressed, وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا And he followed the life of this world. And then Sheikh Salih Fawzan says, فَبِئْسَ الْمَأْوَى What an evil abode that is. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ We seek refuge in Allah from the hellfire. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ His abode is the hellfire. لا يجد مأوى غيرها. He will not find any other مأوى, any other abode but it. نسأل الله السلامة. Imagine you go home and that home is your hellfire. أعوذ بالله. نسأل الله العافية. وأما من خاف مقام ربه. And as for the one who feared the meeting of his Lord. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimullah said, if your standing in this dunya is good with Allah, then your standing in the akhirah is good with Allah. So how is our standing in front of Allah, the Salah? How are we with the Salah? Not only in Ramadan when the masajid are full. Outside Ramadan in the 11 months, how are we with the Salah? If our standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is good in this dunya, then our standing will be good then. And the first thing a person will be asked about is his Salah, is his prayer. So how is the Salah? And this is wallahi for me first and foremost, and this is advice for each and every one of us. How is our Salah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the angels who will speak to the people, why they ended up in the hellfire? لِمَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي السَّقَرِ What made you end up in the saqar, in the fire? قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ They said, we were not of those who prayed. وَلَمْ نَكُمْ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ And we were not of those who fed the poor. وَكُنَّا نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِضِينَ And we used to go around with a bad company, with bad people. وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينَ And we used to deny the day of judgment. Sheikh Salih Fawzan says, this is one of the proofs to say that discarding the prayer, even out of laziness, makes you fall into disbelief. Why? Because in the same verses he said, and they deny the day of judgment. And they deny the day of judgment. وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ حَتَّى أَتَانَا الْيَقِينِ Until certainty reached us. Until yaqeen reached us. And that is death. And that is death. Not the yaqeen of the Sufis who say you can worship Allah until you don't have to worship Allah anymore. Because you become so certain. No, not the yaqeen of the Sufis. Yaqeen, wa'bud rabbaka hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen, and worship Allah until certainty reaches you. This is yaqeen al-maut, which is death. But that is the true certainty. Yaraha bi'aynihi. So he will see it with his eyes. So how is the salah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaban mawquta. That salah has been prescribed upon the believers on prescribed times. So how are we the times of the salah? And likewise, the Prophet ﷺ himself, in the hadith of Sunan Ibn Majah, he would try to get up for the salah, even during his illness, until he was not able. But even when he was not able, subhanAllah, Allahu Akbar, he used to come between two of the Sahaba, one of them is Ali radiallahu anhu, and he would be coming to the prayer, dragged into the saf. This is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how he valued the salah. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and even Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, كان يهدى بين رجلين, يعني رجل بين رجلين, يهدى حتى يدخل معنا في الصف. He would be carried until he would enter with us to the saf. This is how they used to value the salat al-jama'ah. The jama'ah, even if they were not able to get up for it because of some illness or whatever, they would ask one to come on this side and one come on the left and the right, and to aid them to get to that saf, to get to that first row, and to get to that, you know, the early rows, because the angels send salah upon the first rows. And in another narration, the angels send salah upon the mayamin as-sufuf, upon the right of the rows, the right of the imam. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they used to love to be on the right, because the Prophet, as soon as he says the taslim, they will see him first. So he says, Salamu alaykum rahmatullah, they will be able to see him first. The love they have for Rasulullah, even in the salah, to be on the right of the Rasul. So they will be with this in the salah, and they will strive to enter the salah. Hafidhu ala salawati wa salati al-wusta. So guard their prayers, especially the middle prayer. And who are the believers? Those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described, الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى الَّذِينَ, those who used to, الآية, عُوذِ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, those who come to the salah, دائمون, those who come in Surah Al-Ma'arij, كَلَّا إِنَّهَا لَضَى نَزَّعَتْ مِنْ شَيْطَانِ, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَاتِهِمْ دَائِمُونَ, those who are in a prayer, they are continuous, not just once or twice, they strive, because they know this is the greatest reason for istiqama. One of the greatest reasons for istiqama and establishing tawheed is that they establish the salah upon the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli, as in Bukhari Muslim. Pray as if you have seen me pray. Sheikh Salih Fawzan, hafidhahullah, he continues and he says, wa amma man khafa maqama rabbih, as for the one who feared the meeting with his Lord, he says, khafa ardahu, يعني he feared that meeting, because that presentation or meeting, عَلَى رَبِّهِ وَقِيَامِهِ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ وَيُحَاسِبُهُ, he feared that time where he's going to meet his Lord and stand in front of him, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, do you remember such and such deed? Without any turjuman, without any translator. Do you remember such and such? Do you remember such and such? And he will say, he remembers. Did my kiram and katibin, did they oppress you? Did my angels, the honorable ones, writing, did they oppress you? Because the angels are writing. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. There is not a statement that you say except there is Raqib Atid writing down everything you say and do. So how can you hide? How can you hide from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He is the first and the last? هُوَ الْأَوَّلُ وَالْآخِرُ وَالظَّاهِرُ وَالْبَاطِنُ, as in Surah Al-Hadid. He's the first and the last and the highest and the nearest. And many of the translators of the Quran, they get this wrong, because they have incorrect belief, incorrect aqidah. So they say, for zahir wal batin, they say he is the apparent, and the batin, they say he is the hidden. Isha, what is this translation? This is a corrupt translation of Quran. More than 8 translations of Quran that I checked, all of it they say that. He is apparent and he is hidden. What is this? We follow the explanation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for it is ablagh an-nas. And the best translation in this is Noble Quran, because they had the correct aqidah. Hussein Khan and Ataqid al-Hilal, they had the correct aqidah, rahimahullah. For they said, as the Messenger said, هو الأول ليس قبله شيء, he is the first, there is none, no one before him. وهو الآخر ليس بعده شيء, he is the last, there is no one after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sheikh Ubayd ibn Abdul al-Jabri, hafidhullah, said, this is proof that Allah's knowledge encompasses all of time, because he's the first and he's the last. All of time, his knowledge encompasses. وهو الظاهر والباطن وهو الظاهر ليس فوقه شيء, he is the highest, there is no one above Allah, الرحمن على العرش استوى, because Allah is above the arsh. وهو الباطن, he is the nearest, ليس دونه شيء, there is no one nearer to you than Allah by his knowledge. وهو معكم أينما كنتم, he is with you wherever you are. قال سفيان الثوري رحمه الله بعلمه, he is with you by his knowledge. As بذاته, no, by ذاته, he is above the arsh. As Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qirawani said in the 4th century, rahimahullah, he said, وَهُوَ فَوْقَ الْعَرْشِ بِذَاتِهِ وَفِي كُلِّ مَكَانٍ بِعِلْمِهِ. So Allah is everywhere in his knowledge, not by his essence, not by his that. And he's above the arsh by his that, yani by his essence, he's above the arsh. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we worship. So this verse in Surah Al-Hadid shows us clearly that Allah's knowledge encompasses all of time and it encompasses all of space because he's the highest and he's the nearest. So what can be hidden from Allah? What can be hidden from Allah? And can you hide from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If his knowledge encompasses all of time and all of space, where can you go? Ayna tadhabun? Where are you going to go? Ayna tadhabun? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Fajr, Inna rabbaka labil mirsad. Your Lord is ever watchful. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, Yasma' wa yara. He hears and he sees. So how can we hide from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can we be free from, yani, how can we be hiding or keeping our secrets away from Allah? And this is why Qahtani, one of the scholars of the Maliki scholars, Salafi, from the 4th, 5th century, he said, وَإِذَا خَلَوْتَ بِرِيبَةٍ فِي ظَلْمَةٍ وَالنَّفْسُ تَدْعُو إِلَى الطُّغْيَانِ فَاسْتَحِي مِنْ نَظْرِ إِلَهِ وَقُلْ لَهَا إِنَّ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الظَّلَامَ يَرَانِي. That when you are alone in the darkness and your soul is inclined towards transgression, then fear, then what? فَاسْتَحِي, then have shyness, have shame from the look of Allah, the sight of Allah, that He's watching you. Why? Because the one who created the darkness is watching you. So you are alone, but the one who created the darkness that you are in is watching you. So how can you hide from Allah? And this is why Shafi'i, rahimahullah, he said, Ya nafsu, ma hiya illa sabru ayyam. Oh soul, it is not but a few days patience. That's all it is, this dunya is like a few days. You come in and you go out. It is only a few days patience. Ya nafsu. He said, go past this life quickly, for the real life is to come. The real life is in front of you. That's the real life. So the one, as Sheikh Salih Fawzan says, خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ خَافَهُ فِي هَذِي الدُّنْيَا. He feared him in this dunya. فَعَمِلَ مِنْ أَجْلِهِ. So he did a good actions for the sake of Allah. وَاسْتَعَدَّ لِقَاءَ وَاسْتَعَدَّ لِلِّقَاءِ اللَّهِ. And he prepared for that meeting of Allah. وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. And he restricted himself, his soul, from falling into hawa, desires. And this is why fasting, the word siyam in Ramadan, means to withhold. Because of Maryam alayhi salatu salam, she said, إِنِّي نَظَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ صَوْمًا. That I have promised to, yani, to Ar-Rahman, I have made an oath that I will do Sawm. What does she mean? That we should not speak. So Siyam in the Arabic language means to withhold. So what does it mean for the fasting person? It means to withhold from food and drink and having relations in the time, in the day of fasting, while a person is fasting, and to withhold the tongue and withhold the eyes, withhold that which is going to make you fall into haram. Because the tongue is easy, can easily fall into haram. The Prophet ﷺ said, a man doesn't consider what he says and he falls the distance between the east and the west into the hellfire. Aisha radiallahu anha just said, Safiya is short. She said, Safiya is short. The Prophet ﷺ said that you have said a statement that if it's mixed with the sea, it will change its color. It will change its color. That's all she said, Safiya is short. How about what we say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and protect what we say. That we use this tongue for the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all fall short. None of us can say we are perfect. But we have to encourage each other to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to guard our tongue, to guard ourselves, not to oppress others. To verify. Sometimes you hear statements, verify, ya Ikhwan, subhanAllah, verify. Verify that statement, is it true or not? Otherwise you end up oppressing somebody without even realizing. And then you'll say, I made a mistake. Or then that will be your hasarat at the end of the day. That will be your regret. So Sheikh Salih bin Fawzan continues, and he has a book. The Sheikh has a book all on very tathabbut fil akhbar, verifying the akhbar. وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Then when he says هِيَ الْمَأْوَى, meaning that paradise will be his abode, and he says هَذَا انْقِصَامُ الْخَلْقِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. This is the categorization of the people on the day of judgment. فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. A party in paradise, وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ, and a party in the hellfire. وَالسَّبَبُ, and the reason, عمل الإنسان في هذه الدنيا من خير أو شر. The actions of this person in this life, whether it's good or bad. Sheikh Rabbi حفظه الله in his Sharia class, he mentioned one day, a beautiful benefit, والله, we never forget it, subhanAllah. May Allah never make us forget it, because it's so important for us. And he said that the heaviest thing on the scales on Yawm al-Qiyamah is your aqeedah. Look how great that statement is, والله. The heaviest thing on the scales on Yawm al-Qiyamah is your belief. So we rectify our belief. We strive to learn the correct aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, the aqeedah of the Salaf al-Salih. We strive to learn that by holding durus and holding links with ulama, to go through the books and usul al-thalatha. There's no problem in starting with usul al-thalatha, because usul al-thalatha, it is the questions of the grave. Even if you are 60 and you're 70 years old and you're doing usul al-thalatha, there's no shame on that. Why should there be shame? Even if you do it 10 times, there should be no problem. By different shuruh, by different explanations, we should not shy away from this. And from the person's good understanding, is he starts with the basics. This is the Rabbani. The Alim al-Rabbani, the scholar who educates, كُونُوا رَبَّانِيِّينَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْلِمُونَ الْكِتَابَ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَدْرُسُونَ. They begin with that which they used to learn, and also that which they, this is what they do. They learn and they teach. They begin with the aham قَبْلَ aham قَبْلَ muhim. And this is why Shaykh Albani rahimahullah said a beautiful statement. He said, rahimahullah, he said, العلم إن طلبته كثير. Knowledge, if you try to study it, is much. Allah, knowledge is like an ocean. وفوق كل ذي علم عليم. Everyone who has knowledge, is always you find somebody more knowledgeable than him. وفوق كل ذي علم عليم. So he said, knowledge, if you try to gain it, it is much. So we have a really long way to go, huh? Long way, wallah. I mean, the alim himself says, أنا طالب علم. And he's humble to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he sees his actions as not much. It's like Shaykh Muhammad al-Banna. He sees the action, wallahi, when you see his ibadah, upon, fasting, Mondays and Thursdays, and 3 days of every month, most of Sha'ban, and also, when you see his qira'at al-Qur'an, and his salawat, and his praying tahajjud every night, this is alim, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, preparing for that meeting, wallah. That meeting, loving to meet Allah. So he said, العلم إن طلبته كثير. Knowledge, if you strive to gain it, it's much. This is Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna Salafi, huh? Not from the family of Hassan al-Banna Ikhwani. Not from that family. So he says, العلم إن طلبته كثير. والعمر عن تحصيله قصير. And life, in gaining it, is very little. It's very short. Allah, life is short. فقدم الأهم فالأهم. So put forward the most important, then the next most important. The most important, then the most next important. So we should be people who are bringing khair to this ummah, khair to this society, opening doors of goodness for the people. This is what we should be striving for. And showing to them what the ulama are saying, not what I'm saying or what you're saying or what he's saying. Because who are we? We are in need. محتاجون والله. We are in need to be at the feet of the ulama. And to be at the, just like the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, فَأَسْنَدَ رُكْبَتَيْهِ لَرُكْبَتَيْهِ وَوَضَعَ كَفَّيْهِ عَلَى فَقِذَيْهِ. He put his knees with his knees. And he put his palms on his lap, on his thighs. And then at the end of the hadith, he said, يَا عُمَرَ تَدْرِي مَنِ السَّائِلِ. Oh Umar, do you know who the questioner is? And then he stayed for a while. And then he said, ذَاكَ جِبْرِيل. أتاكم ليعلمكم دينكم. He came to teach your religion. So this is how we learn our deen. إنما العلم بترقي. Knowledge is by gaining it directly. This is how knowledge, because you don't just learn knowledge with the alim, you learn the manner as well, the akhlaq, the etiquette of the alim. So you may read a hadith, and the hadith says that Habba Sawda, for example, the black seed, the black seed, it's a cure for every disease. But you don't read Habba Sawda with one dot at the bottom, which is the ba. So maybe some dirt came on and you read it with two dots at the bottom. Hayyatun Sawda. And so you read it as black snake. So you think it's a cure and you die. So how is it the one who doesn't sit with the alim, and the one who doesn't benefit directly with the alim. Wallahi, he can be a harm for himself and others. And this is so true. Sheikh Saleh Suhaimi, hafidhahullah, one of the scholars in Masjid al-Nabawi, a doctor as well as a doctor in the Jami'ah, Jami'ah Islamiyah, and he has a high position as well in Markaz al-Da'wah. Sheikh Saleh Suhaimi, hafidhahullah, in his 70s, and he says a beautiful, beautiful statement. He said, a person can be a reason to kill himself due to ignorance. A person can be a reason to kill others due to ignorance. Where's the proof? He said, the first one is like the so-called priest or so-called worshipper who didn't have knowledge. Hadith of the man who killed 99 men. It was told, he went to him first. He said, can I be forgiven? I've killed 99 men. He said, no. So he killed him as well, made it 100. So his ignorance was a reason for him killing himself. And the second proof for the other one, for your ignorance can be a reason also to kill others. It's Allah Salama. The second proof he used is the person who said who came and to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and he said he complained for a gash he had on his head. He was bleeding. And he said, do I use water or not? And they advised him to use water. And he died. And the Prophet became angry. He said, قاتلتموه قاتلكم الله. You killed him. May Allah fight you. Yani because of he was angry with what they did. It was enough for them to ask if they didn't know. So ignorance, wallahi, ignorance is a disease. And this ignorance is removed by being with the ulama. Ignorance is removed by sitting with the ulama. Ignorance is removed by taking from them. If you're not able to take it directly, then the other means that are available. This markaz should be, inshallah, a center where it's full. When Baltok Dars is there and is translated, if you don't have the alim coming here, then you can get it from the internet and you should listen. And one of you who is able to translate. Don't feel shy. Go forward and help the brothers that are in need. Help the brothers and move forward with ilm. There's lots of durus by the ulama. Wallahi, lots of durus. In Medina itself, Masjid al-Nabawi is alive with durus. It's alive with durus. Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Abbad teaches Sunan Ibn Majah every day, 6 days a week. Sheikh Saleh Suhaimi, he teaches Kitab al-Tawheed 3 days a week. And 3 days a week, Manar al-Sabil. Sheikh Ali Nasir Faqihi, he teaches Seerah. And currently, I think he just finished Al-Wasatiyah. But they are teaching. They are teaching knowledge. They are teaching. They are busy in the people. And Sheikh Ubaid Hafidhullah, this year and previous years, he has finished so much Kitab al-Tawheed twice in 4 years. And Surah Thalath, I don't know how many times. And also other books. This year he finished Surah Al-Arkan, Wajibat al-Salah, Aqid al-Wasatiyah, most of it, or half of it, and he's continuing. And other books that he has already finished, Al-Lu'lu' wal-Marjan, the whole of the Muqaddimah he's done, Kitab al-Iman, Kitab al-Tahara, Kitab al-Salah, and Bulugh al-Maram, all of the Ibadat he has explained in these few years. And other than that, from the books of Aqidah, like Al-Qirwaniyah, of Ibn Abi Zayd, and other than that, like Al-Lum'at al-Tiqad, the explanation of Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, which he taught in the masjid, and Riyad al-Saliheen, more than 15 to 20 chapters that he has explained, busying himself every day, dars. So one dars a week where you are with the ulama, this is what we can't strive for. This is first and foremost, we have to try and establish something, yani, for each and every one of us to better ourselves in ilm, to better ourselves to be with the ulama, because you have question. You have a question, you can ask directly to the ulama. And this is why we have striven, inshallah, to have Sheikh Zayd, inshallah, tonight after Maghrib. And hopefully, if they have questions, people can ask. And to such that these become the people that you refer back to. The likes of Sheikh Ubaid al-Jabri, Sheikh Salih ibn Fawzan, and Sheikh Saleh al-Suhaimi, Sheikh Abdul Muhsin, and Sheikh Rabi'. These are the people that you go. فَسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لا تعلمون. Ask the people of knowledge if you do not know. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ رَدُّوهُ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ وَإِلَى أُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْهُمْ لَعَلِمَهُ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَنْبِطُونَهُ مِنْهُمْ. If they were to take it back to the messenger and those in authority over them, the ulama, then you will be able to derive the benefits in the affair. Sometimes you take it back to the ignorant ones and it goes more harm than good. Causes more harm than good. Because they don't maybe know the maslaha and mafsada. And Sheikh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di, rahimahullah, in his Qawa'id al-Fiqhiyya, he said, ديننا مبني على المصالح. Our deen is built upon bringing about مصلحة, bringing about good and rectification and good. في جلبها وضرئها للمفاسد, in bringing about good and keeping away the مفسدة, the harm. فإذا تعدد عدد من المصالح يقدم الأعلى من المصالح, وضده تزاحم المفاسد يقتدر أدنى من المفاسد. So if there's two good, you take the highest of them, the better of them. And opposite to it is two evils, two harms. If you are forced to do it, then you take the lesser of them. You take the lesser of the two harms. So this is our deen. As Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di said, but it doesn't mean in the name of maslaha you go and cooperate with the innovators. In the name of maslaha you go and listen to Ahl Bid'ah. This doesn't mean that. Innovators, we don't sit with them, we don't listen to them. Allah, people are going to harm you. Ibn Mas'ud said, nothing can be gained from thorny trees except thorn. They'll harm you. Nothing gained from thorny trees except thorn. They will harm you. So you don't sit with the innovators. You don't sit with the people of bid'ah. Even people of desires who are going to lead you astray in that regard, you don't sit with them. But rather you sit with people of sunnah, people of tawheed and sunnah. Those who love the ulama and those who are with Ahlul Sunnah, truly, not those who play games. One day they are with the Sunnah and tomorrow they are with the Ahl Bid'ah. On the same platform with the Sufis and the Ash'aris and the modernists on the same platform. These are not the people that we follow, because they are not following the ulama. The ulama, you won't find them doing that. You won't find them doing that and making this deen as if it's trivial. This is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, alhamdulillah, this is our deen. And the deen which is explained by the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the understanding of the companions. The best people, as the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Hadith Bukhari, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. The best people is my generation, then them to come after them, then them to come after them. They're the best people. So we ascribe ourselves to them. We are Salafi. There's no harm in saying this, that you are Salafi. Why should you be shame in saying that you are Salafi? You're ascribing yourself to the best of the people. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said in Majmu' Fatawa, volume 4, page 149, لَا عَيْبَ لِمَنْ أَظْهَرَ مَنْهَجِ السَّلَفِ وَمَذْهَبَ السَّلَفِ وَاعْتَزَّ إِلَيْهِ. There's no shame upon the one who has made apparent for him the madhab al-salaf, the way of the salaf, for him to follow. And he ascribes to it. So when you say salaf and the ya at the end is ya nisba, ya of ascription, it just means I ascribe to their way. I want to follow their way. So what's harmful? What's problem with that? People have no shame in, and no harm in saying I'm Britani or Amriki or Maghrabi or Libi, whatever. They have no harm in saying that, ascribing to a country. So why should you feel shame in ascribing to the best of the people? Khayrun nas. والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان. Those who follow them upon righteousness. The سابقون الأولون. The مهاجرون and the أنصار. Don't we want to be followers of them? Ibn Uthaymeen رحمه الله says in عقيدة الواسطية, page 34, in his explanation of it, he says, whoever follows the Quran and the Sunnah in the understanding of the Salaf, then he is Salafi. Abdullah, Imam al-Dhahabi رحمه الله mentioned in Sir إعلام النبلاء, he said, Abdullah ibn Mubarak al-Salafi. What's the problem? They used to describe each other like that in the past, more than 700 years ago. It's not something which just came just now. The Prophet himself said to his daughter Fatima radiallahu anha, Ni'ma ana salaf laki. What a blessed salaf I am for you. So what is the problem that the people have? And wallahi, we saw some people 15 years ago, they used to say this. You know where they are now? They are with the Sufis, cooperating with them, with TJ Winters and Abdul Hakim Murad, in the same platform, calling to them. And they have a website called Ibn Jawziyah Institute, where they call to the Bid'ah Beads, and they call to celebrating the Prophet's birthday. The same person, Abu Al-Aliya, who used to have manhaj classes in Walthamstow. And then they left the ulama, and they said, don't call yourself Salafi. And then that was the beginning. And then they started following Safar and Salman, some of those younger individuals who came with new things, selling his books. I said to him, why do you sell Salman Al-Awda's book in your shop? He said, what's wrong? He's this, and I started making excuse for him. Salman wrote in this book, which is called "This is how the prophets taught." هكذا علموا الأنبياء. And the translator, Dawood Abdullah, he translated it incorrect. يعني, a better translation said, "This is how the prophets taught." He wrote, thus taught the prophets. And then he said, "Oh, these have been imprisoned," and so on in the opening chapters. House arrest and so on. And he said, "This is the way of the ulama." No, it's not the way of the ulama just to be imprisoned. Some of the ulama were imprisoned, some were not in the past. So this is not the greatest harm that befalls the alim. The greatest harm that befell the Messenger ﷺ was what? Was not even Uhud. The greatest harm that befell the Rasul ﷺ was when he was mocked. And those same Ahl Bid'ah who raised the people who are imprisoned, the same Ahl Bid'ah who raised them are the same ones who mock the ulama. So which is worse, to be imprisoned or to be mocked? Sheikh Rabi saw this in Manhaj al-Anbiya, in his book, Methodology of the Prophets. He showed this. And if you didn't catch it, then see it now, because this is so important for us. Because يعني, the ulama, they are the inheritors of the prophets. And they're the ones who strive the most. It's not necessary they have to be imprisoned for them to be ulama. Alim is one who is recognized by the other ulama as ulama. The Messenger ﷺ said in a hadith which is in Sunan Abi Dawood, "Inna Allah yab'athu ala ra'si al-qarn man yujaddidu lil umma umura dinaha." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised at the head of every century those who revive the deen as a whole. So who's the head of the century? Safar al-Salman was still in there, still children. How could they be mujaddidun? But the ulama, the likes of Shaykh Albani rahimahullah, Shaykh Ibn Baz rahimahullah, and Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, they were in their 60s. They were at that age. And they revived the deen as a whole. Their books on the six pillars of Iman, as well as the five pillars of Islam. They have left behind in their durus. Salamatullah. And that book that he had in there, هَكَذَا عَلَّمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ by Salman Awda, you know what he has in there? A chapter heading. He says there are two types of shirk. The modern shirk and the primitive shirk. Since when did the Sahaba or Tabi'een, since when did we find any of the ulama categorize shirk like this? Two types of shirk. The modern and the primitive. The primitive is the shirk of idols and those who call upon other than Allah. As if that doesn't happen now. This is modern as well. And he said the modern day shirk is the shirk of rulers not ruling by Allah's law. This is his focus. Focus of politics. And this is why when he praised those who are like him in politics, he praised them. Like Sayyid Qutb, he said, from A'immat al-Huda, the scholars of guidance, he called them. So we have to be with the ulama. Wallahi, we have to be with the ulama. Tooth and nail. Bite onto this deen. Alaykum bi sunnati. وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين من بعدي عضوا عليها بالنواجد. Bite onto it with the molar teeth. We have to be on this manhaj, this methodology, this aqidah with our molar teeth before people come and they lead us away. And also we don't fall into the other extreme of being too harsh, of leaving the ulama, of thinking that we have opinions that need to be listened. Who are we? We are in need of the ulama. We are not ulama. So we are in need of them, to ask them and to go back to them when we have differences amongst ourselves. Otherwise, we don't know what bid'ah is and what sunnah is. Sometimes we fall into something saying this is bid'ah and it's not even bid'ah. And sometimes, as Sheikh Rabi' in his own house, he said, he opened his top button like this. And he said, you know what the Haddadis do? A group of people who become so harsh. He said, you know what they do? They open the top button like this and they have wala and bara over it. Love and hate because of this. If you are also like this, I love you. If you're not like this, I hate you. This is what they have. And this is just an example from the Sheikh. Other examples. Fiqh points. If you pray a second jama'ah in the masjid, I'm not with you. If you don't pray, I'm with you. Yani an area of fiqh, of difference of opinion amongst the ulama, they make it a position of wala'ul bara. I love you because of that and I hate you because of that. Not an issue of usul. Not an issue of aqeedah, not an issue of fundamentals of this deen. And so they put their head forward and they have love and hate because of issues in fiqh or other trivial matters. And we shouldn't say trivial because whoever does it, alhamdulillah, to imitate the Rasulullah, that's good. But yani whoever does it and he has wala al bara, this is incorrect. So whoever does it, alhamdulillah. But in issue of aqeedah, na'am. We have to have wala and bara for aqidah, wala and bara for manhaj. Na'am, we have that. Alhamdulillah. So we don't fall into the other extreme. Don't be from the mutasahilun and don't be from the mutanatti'un. Those who try to be harsh and this and they don't even welcome the people. They don't even bring the people and guide the people and aid the people. Be balanced. وخير أمور أوسطها, the best example is the best of the affairs is the middle one. Between the two extremes. Between the two extremes. And you'll know that with being with the ulama and calling them regularly and asking them directly. Sheikh Salih ibn Fawzan, he ends this chapter, and it's a short chapter. He ends by saying, O Muslim, في هذا الشهر, in this blessed month, the month of Ramadan, the gates of paradise are open for you. And also, affairs of good deeds have been made easy for you to do in this blessed month. For the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has said that the gates of hellfire are closed and the devils are chained. But even though they chained, they still have some influence. Even though, because some people may say, well, the devils are chained, but still people are doing haram. How do you understand that? And so the ulama, they explain, yes, they are chained. It's like if you chain a dog, it still barks. Huh? If you chain a dog, it still barks. So the devils are chained. But he says, if the person in the 11 months, he is upon obedience, then his time of Ramadan will be good for him. He will feel that. Shaitan is much weaker in that time. But if in the 11 months before Ramadan, he is unrighteous, disobedient, then he will not feel that because his soul has not been prepared for that blessed month. And so Sheikh Salih Fawzan says, so as for the disbelievers and the people of evil, then the gates of hellfire are always open for them. They're always open for them. As soon as they die, they enter it. Fir'aun, when he died and he drowned, he entered the hellfire. Yani meaning that he was punished with the fire. Even though he was drowning. Subhanallah. أما الأشقياء فإن أبواب النيران مفتوحة لهم دائما. Always open for them. The evildoers. لأنهم لا يعرفون هذا الشهر. Because they don't know this month. ولا يعرفون غيره. And nor do they know other than it from good. وإنما همهم بطونهم. But their affair, their concern is their stomach. وشهواتهم and their desires. وما يكمل لهم حظوظهم and what will fulfill their desires and what their objectives are in this world, which is fania, which is going. فهؤلاء لا قيمة لهذا الشهر. For them, they don't value this month. ولا لغيره عندهم and no other than it from the blessed months. وإنما كل أيامهم وشهورهم كلها خسارة عليهم. But all their days and their months, all of it is lost for them. مع أنهم يتمتعون بالعقول والأسماع والأبصار. Even though they have intellect and they have they have hearing and they have sight, they have all these faculties, but they don't benefit from it. وبين لهم الطريق, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified for them the path. ولكنهم تعاموا, but they wanted to become blind, blind from that path. فلا قلوبهم ينتفعون بها, so neither their hearts benefit from, ولا أسماعهم ولا أبصارهم, neither their hearing nor their sight they benefit from. ولهذا يقولون يوم القيامة, and this is why they will say on the day of judgment, لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير. If we were of those who heard and used our intellect, we would not be of the companions of the hellfire. This is Surah Al-Mulk. And if we use that to benefit us, then we will not be from the dwellers of the hellfire. يعني نسمع سماع قبول, meaning hearing, the hearing of acceptance, accepting this deen, accepting this path. ونعمل عقل فهم, and also use this intellect with understanding. فهم لهم عقول, they have عقول, they have intellect. ولهم أسماع, and they have hearing, but they don't benefit from it. لو كنا نسمع سمعا ينفعنا, of hearing that would benefit if only we heard. Oh, an intellect that would also benefit us. ما كنا في أصحاب السعير. لأنه ما يكون في أصحاب السعير إلا الصم والبكم والعمي الذين لا خير فيهم. Because the companions of the hellfire, they will be of those who are like deaf, dumb and blind. يعني as if they didn't benefit from their faculties. فالحاصل أن هذه فرصة عظيمة. So this is a great, great time for you. في عمرك, in your life. أيها المسلم, Oh Muslim, فاغتنمها. So benefit from this time, the month of Ramadan. واسأل الله أن يعينك. And ask Allah to aid you. على العمل الصالح فيها. To do good deeds in it. واسأل الله القبول. And ask Allah to accept it. والمزيد. And to give you increase from His benefit. فإن من أدرك شهر رمضان. For the one who reaches the month of Ramadan. ومكنه الله من الانتفاع. And Allah benefited him from يعني establish him to benefit from it. فقد أنعم الله عليه نعمة عظيمة. Then indeed Allah blessed him a great blessing. لا يعدلها شيء. Nothing can equal that blessing. Nothing can equal that blessing. والله, he says, أصحاب الملايين, the people of millions, they have millions of pounds or millions of riches and wealth. وأصحاب العمارات, and the people of many يعني buildings, villas and whatever. وأصحاب العقارات, and those who deal with buying and selling of houses and so on and so forth. والله, he says, لا يعدل هذا الشهر. Nothing can equal the blessings in this month. شيء لمن وفقه الله, for the one who has enlightened him سبحانه وتعالى. ولو كان لا يملك من الدنيا ولا فلسا, even if he has nothing in this dunya, even if he has nothing in this dunya, even like فلس, something, some little. He has nothing, he's poor, he's destitute, but he benefits in this month, that is better for him than those, than the wealth and property. إِذَا مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ بِهَذَا الشَّهْرِ. Allah blesses him with this month, فَهُوَ الرَّابِحِ, he's the successful one. وَهُوَ التَّاجِرِ, he's the one with wealth, فِي الْحَقِيقَةِ, in reality. وَهُوَ الْغَنِيِّ, he is the rich one, فِي الْحَقِيقَةِ, in reality. فَلَيْسَ الْغَنِيُّ الَّذِي يَمْلِكُ هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا, he's not rich, the one who owns this world. فَإِنَّهُ إِذَا ضَيَّعَ الْآخِرَةِ, if he loses the akhirah, the hereafter, فَإِنَّهُ فَقِيرٌ, then he's really poor, he's really destitute, he's really in need. خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, he loses this dunya and the hereafter. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ, those who are losers, the losers, who are they? The true losers, indeed the true losers, wallah. إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, those who lose themselves, وَأَهْلِيهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, and their families on the Day of Judgment, ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينَ, that is the great loss. And then in the end, he says, نَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He enlightens us and you to benefit our time in this blessed month of Ramadan, that which will help us in rushing to do good deeds, and tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from our sins. وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الله أعلم. And that is the chapter one that the Sheikh brought from this Majlis of Ramadan. And you can see from the Sheikh how concerned he is, and not only that, the authority the Sheikh has with ilm, and also with understanding, and also in encouraging others to be worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, we see this in the qualities of the ulama. And as for the qualities of other than the ulama, those, the likes of me and you, then wallahi, our concern has not reached their level. Our concern, if we have concern, wallahi, concern for this deen, like they have concern for this deen, wallahi, you will see much good, and you will see the deen spreading to the, you know, far corners of this world. The deen spreading. The concern of this deen upon Tawheed and Sunnah. Allah has blessed us with Tawheed. He's blessed us with Sunnah. He's blessed us with this set of, the way of Salaf al-Salih. So thankful, be thankful to Allah. وَلَا إِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَا إِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٌ. نعم. If there's any corrections or questions, Bismillah. And tonight, inshallah, you have Sheikh Zayd, which is, you can ask questions. I hope. Bismillah. And I've come, يعني, only as a brother to our brothers. بس الدين النصيحة, as in the hadith of Tamim al-Dari, the hadith which is in Sahih Muslim, الدين النصيحة, الدين النصيحة, الدين النصيحة. Religion is advice, three times. قلنا لمن يا رسول الله, they said to whom, O Messenger of Allah, قال لله ولكتابه ولرسوله ولأئمة المسلمين وعامتهم. This الدين is advice to Allah, to His book, to the messenger, and to the leaders of the Muslims, and to the general people. I'm from the general ones. I've come to advise myself and our brothers for the sake of Allah. Because da'wah, wallahi, da'wah guards us. If we don't do da'wah, we will fall into the hands of shaitan. Yani into the way of shaitan, I should say. We'll fall into the way of shaitan. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُدْخُلُ فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَةً enter into Islam wholeheartedly وَلَا تَتَّبِعِ خُطَوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ and don't follow the footsteps of shaitan إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ for he's a clear enemy. So if you don't do da'wah, if you don't call, first of all, you learn your deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and practice it, and you don't call others, wallahi, you are open yourself to shaitan. Because if you give da'wah, you protect yourself. You protect yourself. Allah will strengthen you. Allah will strengthen you. But da'wah obviously has a basis, tawheed or sunnah. Inshallah, jazakallah khair. There's no questions or corrections. Then alhamdulillah. Fifteen minutes. I'm here with you all day, inshallah. Ma fi mushkila. And if we can have another telelink with one of the other mashayikh, we will have. Because that's more pleasing to me, wallah. That you hear the speech of the ulama and you hear them directly. That's more pleasing to me. حياكم الله جزاكم الله خيرا السلام If you want to have a break, it's up to you how long you want the break for. Maybe you also want to go.